If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You should go buy another penis.
Yeah, exactly. Or have a penis sponsorship.
Yeah.
That would be great.
What?
Why can't I have that? Is that inappropriate? Sorry.
Nah.
I couldn't tell.
I hope we're recording.
Yes, of course. Welcome everyone to the 50th episode of the music podcast Nya Låten, the new song. I'm Pontus de Wolf, and today's guests are the New York-based musical duo Sophie Tucker, who came by during their ongoing European tour. In this show, the conversation circles around one song in particular, and today we focus on the success story behind their biggest single to date, Best Friend. Let's waste no more time since they're in a hurry.
The next song we'd like to sing now is one which is a bit slower. This is from the show The Music Man, and it's also been recorded by our favorite American group, Sophie Tucker.
Hey.
Great to have you here, guys. How are you today?
Good. It's good to be in Sweden.
Oh, nice. It's your first time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I actually came. We had scheduled a concert in November, a small little concert, and Sophie was having migraine problems, so she had to take like a month off. So I came anyway and just met with the label and, you know, went around and met people.
Sure, like an undercover.
Yeah, just like business.
Yeah.
I put on my business clothes and did that. So I've been here once a couple months ago, but we hadn't played here till last night.
And was it fun? You were down at the Bassus Strand.
And we had our friend Tuve Stirke. She came and she sang one of her songs, and she joined us on our song, and it was just really fun.
Yeah, it was an amazing vibe.
She's great. She's been on this show as well. So cool. I got to know her through this.
Oh, cool.
So we're so glad to have you here in Sweden. We've been listening to your songs for quite a while now, and especially the one we're going to talk about today, which is Best Friend. It actually came out last September, right? But it's
is that true? Yeah, I guess so.
I think so.
No, I think you're right.
According to the internet.
Whenever the iPhone X launch.
Yes, exactly. Because this is like the iPhone X song. So did they send you iPhones right after that? I'm just telling you.
Took them a couple months, but they did.
Yeah. So you weren't the first guys
in the
world.
We weren't first on the waiting list, I don't think.
I see. But this song has got a bit of new life because you recently released the dance remix.
Yeah. There's actually a really exciting dance remix.
Coming
another
out
remix
on Friday.
Coming
another
out.
One coming.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, that I think is really great.
Cool. I think this this episode is releasing on Friday as well.
Oh,
so
then,
let's talk about it.
Okay, so we can talk about it? Yeah.
That's so convenient.
We're releasing a new Best Friend remix by Oliver Heldens on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah. It's so hot.
It hits.
So you've had like quite a few remixes, both on this song and your other, the rest of your catalog. Is that like a common thing? Was that natural for you, or is that something that's been sort of growing?
I think a big part of our identity is sort of like our community and like working. I mean, initially, you know, it's just us two working and everything starts with just me and Sophie, but like just the community we've built around us of creativity and artists and friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are so happy to just be working and creating with new friends all the time. And Oliver Heldens is like one of the nicest people ever.
Uh-huh.
And we started, you know, sort of talking, and then he just, you know, wanted to do it. And we were like honored because mm-hmm. he's, you know, I've been DJing his music for a long time, and it just worked out really, really awesomely. And it's sort of how like we had other remixes. Same thing happened with Benny Benassi on an earlier track. And Nervo obviously did a remix of Best Friend because they're on the track. And uh-huh. you know, but it really is all just like out of friendship.
So is this like, because you're based in New York, as I understand it, is this like part of the scene there? Is that why you, are you working like that? Or is the record label sort of pitching it to?
Well, in all of those cases, that was really our personal relationships mm. more than
it's
anything.
Really just kind of
yeah, it's
friendship
not about
stuff.
New York or the record label. It's yeah. just what we do and what we like to do. It's like reimagine things mm-hmm. and make friends and try things out. And we also make remixes of other people's tracks a uh-huh. lot. So it just kind of gets the creativity flowing and sharing. And
yeah.
it's fun to hear songs in such different perspectives through such different creative minds,
like other people's interpretations mm-hmm. of them.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes object, like this is the wrong interpretation?
Yeah, sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, sometimes. I mean, we'll get a like for Best Friend, we've gotten so many remixes mm-hmm. like emailed to us, just yeah. random remixes
right,
that people
sure,
have
yeah.
done on the internet and stuff. And most of them, we listen to them, and usually we're like, "Oh, that's cool," but you know, mm. we're not in love with it, or that doesn't really work, or you know, whatever. And sometimes we'll hear one and go, that's amazing, we gotta put that out.
They'll receive the official stamp,
yeah.
so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's cool because we're lucky enough to have a bunch of friends who we respect, and they have their own styles of creating things, and it's fun to hear them do a song that we made in their creative style.
Do these other versions also like blend into your live set? Do you include like elements from them?
Yeah, sometimes. Like now in our live set, we'll start with our version, and mm-hmm. then sometimes it'll sort of like bleed into the other remixes.
Right.
And it just, it also creates like a different flavor to the live show and a different kind of energy.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Do you work with a live band or like a few musicians or
no, it's just the two
work?
Of us.
Just us, yeah.
Yeah, we just decided a long time ago that we weren't going to try to play every single part
mm-hmm.
because I think for us the most important thing about performing live is that we're making a connection with the audience.
Right.
And so we were like, okay, well, what do we need to do to create a connection with the audience?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, of course, we'll sing live and we'll play. I play guitar, Tiger plays bass. We have this sculpture called the Book Tree, which we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, I think it's less important that we're constantly looking down, trying to trigger every single moment
right,
of
yeah,
the song,
yeah.
and more important that we're looking into the eyes of the people, that
keep
we're really where we are. Yeah,
and
keeping it about the vibe of the room. And
that's cool. I thought we would let the audience listen to the songs. I've been going on and on with the intro here, but it's just so exciting and fun to talk to you guys. But first of all, I have a small task for which I ask from all my guests. I'd like to ask you to choose your own applaud for when you enter the room.
Choose your own
applaud.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like, so like,
what do you mean?
Just people clapping or like?
Yeah, if you have like a favorite concert or anything, and into
oh.
the when I present you at the beginning.
Oh, that's funny. I think maybe like a soccer game or something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, like just an environment.
Like
yeah.
What kind of applause do we want?
You like the soccer
or
game?
Or like, ole, 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 ole.
Yeah, like a rowdy soccer game.
Yeah, sure.
That'd be fun.
Did you know, by the way, that you've been preceded by another Sophie Tucker?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know about you guys when I heard this. Actually, I'm a big Beatles fan, so I learned about her through, in one of the concerts, they go like, this is our favorite song by the artist Sophie Tucker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, we just talked about this like last week.
Someone oh, and that's why someone was like, oh, the Beatles. Oh,
someone tweeted
you're right.
at us like Paul McCartney's favorite artist
yes.
Sophie Tucker, and we were like, what are they talking
yes.
about? And
yes.
then we realized
yes,
it was
yes,
the
yes,
old
yes,
one.
Yes, totally.
So Beatles fans already have like a nice introduction to you, or they think that they love you already, which is good. So I'll put him in there as well, and then we'll mix that with the soccer crowd.
Yeah, definitely his voice saying Sophie Tucker.
Boom. Yeah.
That's great.
So now we'll listen to Best Friend. I think that I'll keep loving you way past 65. We made a language for us two. We don't need to describe. Every time you call on me, I drop what I do. You are my best friend and we've got some shit to shoot. Friend, I'm biased, but this is my favorite version so far, the original one.
Thank you.
So tell me, how did this come about?
This is a pretty funny story. I mean, it really is about friendship. This song was sort of created by accident. Sophie was on the phone with her best friend from college. We were in Florida. I was in the garage and I was working on just a new idea. It was just the bass line, the dunk do do dunk do do dunk do do dunk dunk dunk.
Yeah.
And he had this do you wanna
and then and like a cowbell part, but she changed the cowbell part when she came in. But anyway,
you were like, I don't know if this is anything. I don't think you're gonna like
this. Is hot though, but I don't know if you're gonna like it.
And I was like, no, I love this.
Well, she walks in and she's like, after like a 2-hour conversation with her friend Mary from college, she's just like, oh, I love her so much. I love Mary. She's my best friend, blah, 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 blah. Can, like, let's write about it. Hmm. And I was like, perfect. So she came up with the first verse very quickly, as she does. She's a wizard with the words.
Like the first verse is always I think that, just rolling out.
Loving you, which is kind of the chorus even. I don't know if you verse or chorus, because our songs are kind of not normally formulaed like that. So so then there was that. So we had all that and we had no idea what to do with it, but we thought it was cool. And because it was about friendship, we were like, maybe we should like get some other people on the track and really like keep that idea going, and we had just become good friends with Nervo through a mutual friend, actually. So, and they had just, we were just like at dinner with them lately, and they were telling us about this girl that they managed in Tokyo named Elisa Ueno. And they were like, if you guys ever want a Japanese rap verse or something, let us know. We can ask Elisa.
When don't you want to?
I was like, because they know we do different language stuff. We do a lot of Portuguese stuff in our songs prior. So they were like, if you want to try something else. And we were like, okay, like, why don't we just send this? We have no idea what to do with it. Let's send it to them to send to Elisa. So they get back to us saying Elisa loves it. She wants to do it. We also listened and love it. Can we get on the track too?
Cool.
And we're like, yes, of course. That's awesome.
Because since it's a best friend track.
Because it's just a friend track. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, let's just make this a big party song. And then we were like, okay, well, now we need to get our actual best friends in New York on this track. Because
otherwise,
then it will feel weird.
And the friendship.
And we literally had to bug him for like months.
So
and
then
months
we called
together.
The Knox.
We love J-Pat's voice. It's just so
he's
cool.
One of the guys in the Knox.
What does he sing in this one?
Do you want to meet me at the bar?
Do you want to meet me at the bar?
Redid that.
Yeah, so he redid it.
Cool.
Because I had the, like, do you want to? Then I sent it to him, and I was like, can you do something in this vein, but, like, make it a verse or something? And he came back with just the catchiest, like, yop, like that whole thing.
That whole thing is his voice.
And we were like, what?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So he produced that part, and then you sort of just slapped it on, or
yeah,
did you create it together?
Yeah, basically recorded their own little section and just sent it in, and we kind of pieced it together and produced it and, like, you know, fit it in and mixed it in.
Sweet.
Yeah.
This is a complicated tune with lots of bits and pieces stuck into it, but it manages to keep that balance from not getting too polished. But at the same time, it doesn't feel too messy. Does that come naturally to you, or do you have to work like real long for it?
We had a lot of conversations about this song and about the arrangement and the structure because there's so many different parts.
We also tried to write so many other parts. Like, we sat on this song for a long time and couldn't quite figure out how to do the puzzle piece. And I think it wasn't... And also, like, it took us such a long time to get J-Pat's part.
Right.
So we were bugging him for, like, 2 months.
We wrote, like, a couple different... Because we thought it was really cool, but it just didn't feel exactly right.
It didn't feel finished for a long time.
Yeah, even when we did finish it, we were like, okay, well, there's that. Who knows what it is?
We loved it. We were psyched about it.
No,
we just
we
didn't know if anyone else would be.
But it just felt like a puzzle piece. So we were like, okay, like, that's a thing that we really like. Who knows what we'll do with it?
And then was it all finished when you went to Apple and knocked on their door and said, here's the new song?
Well, we sent Apple, like, a link of all of the music that we were working on. So that was just on the link.
We had a prior relationship with them because they had sort of discovered us initially our first song we ever put out. It was just on SoundCloud, and they put it on an Apple Watch commercial.
Oh, cool.
And so that kind of got our career going, and we stayed in touch with the music director there, a guy named David Taylor. Great guy.
Everyone and, email him right away.
Yeah, exactly.
And basically he was like, hey, you know, you guys working on anything? Our management just sent him over a bunch of the stuff sort of in progress or about finished. And they got back to us maybe a month or two later out of the blue saying, I think we want to build something around Best Friend. And we were like, whoa, we didn't expect that to be the song they were going to
come back. Interesting.
We just didn't expect it. So then we were like, oh, wow, I guess we should make that the single now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we weren't going to do that otherwise.
So we put it out the same day of the keynote because we knew, like, something was going to happen, but we had no idea what it was.
Sure, well, we kind of rushed it out.
Yeah, like, yeah, we did.
Yeah. We were like, oh, we got to get artwork for this song. Like, they want to put it out on this date, and they didn't tell us what it was for. Because Apple's so secretive. So we didn't know it was for the iPhone or anything. We, you know, maybe it was for the watch. Maybe it was for something.
You just gave them sort of carte blanche.
Yeah,
you
can that's use how they it do it. It. Yeah. That's how they do it. Yeah, they tell you what the uses will be like. So, you know, you can negotiate like a a price, but they don't tell you what product it's for.
Yeah, we found out when everyone else found out.
Yeah, cool.
And it was a total surprise.
So I really love it, the way that the sort of the lyrics influenced the way that you recorded it, with including your friends, and that the this announcement sort of made you choose it as a single, and it's sort of worked organically. Almost a few of your creative choices were like chosen for you.
Yeah, it would like made itself. Yeah, it's like created its own path totally.
That's
like
cool.
We've like haven't even been able to control it probably if we tried.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we never like expected this one to be the one that would bring us to pop radio or anything like that.
Were you like, we'll work on this one on the side while we're making our sort of more commercial tracks, or how does that work for you?
I mean, I think we're always just trying to make things that we love. I don't think that we have like a, okay, this is our commercial song kind of vibe. I think
we
know
that.
We've
never tried to make a commercial track, really.
No, we just
You haven't had the time yet?
No, that's the thing.
It's like the desire.
Best Friend like turned out to be a commercial, quote-unquote, track without it actually being that. And I think, the intention is never to make it commercial. The intention is to make music that we love. And then if it turns out to be commercial, that could be great. And if not, then also really great. I think we're really excited to have like art pieces in the world that maybe some people love and some people don't love, and then some things that go to pop radio, who knows? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of like a exciting bonus that like, awesome. And obviously we want our music to be heard, and we want, you know, to play to bigger audiences, continuously growing and everything like that. But the intention when we're actually creating things isn't like, let's make music so that other people will like it, or like, let's make music for a lot of people. It's more like,
we have to play it every night. We have to love it.
We just want to be like, if we're really psyched about it and we're really like all antsy in the studio and getting all excited and like saying, oh my God, this is amazing. Like that's when we're happy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how does your studio environment look? Is it much like the way you imagine it? Is it like a...
It doesn't really exist.
Oh.
It's wherever we are.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We have one studio that we make a lot of music in. And by studio, I really mean garage.
Mm-hmm.
And we just bring the computer and...
We have a couple monitors.
Yeah, I have my guitar.
Uh-huh.
And microphone.
The thing that's special about it is literally just that it's kind of outside.
Yeah.
And we, I think, are really inspired by... good weather.
Yeah, right.
And so we're like kind
of
outside.
It's in sort of tropical vibes.
Yeah, and there's astroturf on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And there's some, you know, we have some synths, we have some Moogs and some Korgs. And,
we can bring those things with us pretty much anywhere. So
yeah, they're all
really
like miniature synths and stuff.
Nice. Yeah. So how did you find the weather here today? Was it like inspirational or... That depends on when you
it's
go
actually
out.
Beautiful right inspirational. Now. Look at that. It's sunny.
Yeah, it's
this
good.
Window is inspirational.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, this room
giant,
is pretty inspirational.
Giant window.
You don't have to see all the mud and snow glob.
Yeah, I mean, we really do write everywhere, and we write in cold weather and warm weather and any
yeah,
anywhere.
In the back of tour buses a lot these days.
Yeah.
So this is a part of your European tour, is that correct?
Yeah, we've been on tour in Europe for maybe 2 weeks, and we have another week, and then
maybe almost three weeks now.
Yeah,
is it fun? Has it been as you
expected?
Oh, it's been
absolutely insane. Like everywhere we've gone, we've been blown away.
Ah,
because we hadn't really done a European tour before.
Sure.
And in many ways, this feels like our first time. Like we did one, a really, really small one, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Hmm.
But this one,
but
like
we didn't
every,
come to Scandinavia.
Yeah, we have never been to Sweden before. Pretty much every night has been sold out.
Oh, cool.
And the energy in the room has been like totally insane. Like people know the words and they're singing even in Portuguese and people kind of like are ready to sweat and dance and just get wild.
It's been wild. It's been really good.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
You strike me as a perfect match of both like an underground or a club band, but you could also work on festivals.
Yeah, we
so
love festivals.
Then you can come back and do the summer tour as well.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, we did a lot of the big festivals last summer in the U.S., like Coachella and Lollapalooza and those sort of things. Mm-hmm. And then this summer we're going to be in Europe doing the festivals. So that'll be the first time we're doing European festivals.
Nice.
So I'm really excited.
So you'll do like German festivals or mm-hmm. Danish festivals?
Yeah. All over, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I don't think they're announced yet, but they're we're doing a bunch. Yeah.
Right. Let's keep it vague.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be back, though.
Yeah. So what's the next step for you? I mean, how long have you existed as a duo or a band?
We've been... It's probably been 2.5 years, really, mm-hmm. since we started with Drinky. We put Drinky out.
Yeah.
I mean, we started working before that a bit.
Yeah.
But we put our first song out, I guess. It all started around 2.5 years ago. I guess we've been touring for about 2 years.
Yeah.
So things have happened quite fast.
It doesn't seem that fast to us because, like, you know, we're just in it every day and
right.
working hard and, you know, loving it and mm-hmm. being exhausted.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has. I think it has happened pretty fast.
Oh. And are you growing into better friends through this or is it like getting more on the...
We weren't even like friends to begin with. Mm-hmm. We were just making music and now like we know everything about each other. Pretty yeah. much
everything.
Maybe too much for Tucker's taste, but you know.
Sure, yeah. So the next song might be I Might Know You a Bit Too Much or something yeah. like that.
That's a good name. Yeah. I Might Know You a Bit Too Much. I like it.
I might have to write that down.
Yeah.
I Might Know You a Bit Too Much.
I recorded it, so it's right.
That's going to be in Tucker's voice.
I Might Know You a Bit Too Much.
You got it right there.
Yeah.
Cheater.
So I'm really looking forward to hearing more music from you guys and maybe see you this summer.
Yeah.
I hope everything works out great for you on this tour and that you come back inspired and fresh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot great. Of new music coming out and finished and ready to go. So
it's definitely exciting. Been an inspiring time too. So who knows what'll come from this.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And maybe one day Paul McCartney will call and say, when is your show? And
yeah.
I really loved you guys in the 50s.
Yeah. We'll be like, oops.
No. So, yeah, come.
Have to rehearse a few of those. Guys, it's been a pleasure having you. And I hope you'll have a nice afternoon.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your successes on Best Friend. And good luck with the new release of the new remix on Friday.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.